and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Sonoma Sun FM presents. Live from Sonoma, California.
Which, of course, in German means a whale's vagina.
Tim Livingston.
Hey, big time Timmy Jim, what's up?
Pete Livingston.
My name? Tear.
And Sam Livingston.
Yeah, Yosemite Sam! The roughest, toughest He-Man, stuffest hombre has ever crossed the Rio Grande.
Taking you into Monday, the only way they know how. With love.
I love you, kick puncher!
Los Livingston Brothers, on Sonoma Sun FM, KSVY 91.3 Sonoma.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
I love this. We might just play this like 20 times during the show tonight.
Intergalactic?
Yes, Intergalactic. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the shenanigans that is Los Livingston Brothers.
Can we have that on the soundboard next time?
What?
The shenanigans quote?
Oh, yeah. Are you bringing me from Super Troopers?
No, from... MST3K.
Oh, yes.
Mystery Science Theater people, that's what I mean.
What's with the shenanigans?
By the way, Taj Gibson on Dwayne Wade tonight. I mean, that was... I don't know if you guys saw the highlight. It's on our fan page, on the Los Livingston Brothers fan page. But Taj Gibson basically just made Dwayne Wade his bitch tonight.
On the radio?
Yeah.
Can we say that?
Yeah, we can say that.
Thanks for turning off my mic.
Well, I didn't know you had sat down.
What am I on?
What a D-bag. No, you're on. He turned off my mic.
Oh.
You're on.
My microphone kind of smells
hear myself
like
on the
headphones. Like the people who are using my microphone.
Wow.
Can you hear me now?
Stuck it in between their butt cheeks.
Pete just tearing down the other hosts on this fantastic radio station. You're listening to Sonoma Sun FM, by the way. 91.3 on the radio.
We're taking you back to 1997.
This is the... man, I love this song.
It's a good one.
We were talking about that. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, Paul's Boutique is the greatest piece. Screw that. Hello Nasty is like... It's the last time the BC Boys were great. They haven't been great since this.
Dude, I beg to differ. I'll break out the iPod and give you a few new songs that'll make you take that comment back.
Yeah. I stand by my original statement.
Well,
if you disagree, 707-933-9133, Beastie Boys, good now or not? That is a theme tonight.
I think you're just a hater.
No, I'm not a hater. I'm a LeBron hater.
I'm a LeBron hater.
They got destroyed tonight. It was so great because, you know, last week...
Wait, what? They played tonight?
They played tonight, got their butts whooped tonight.
No.
Dude, Pete, why do you think I played that highlight?
I didn't hear it.
That was Taj Gibson dunking in Dwayne Wade's face.
Oh,
like,
my
no,
goodness.
Like, Pete.
I got to watch this. Like, play Pete, this. Can we play this?
Seriously, play it right now.
It's going to make you sad.
I'm telling you, Pete, this is incredible.
I haven't seen
it. We're bringing it up right now. It's on the page. Take a listen, ladies. Well, actually, we're going to let that go.
A little.
But yeah, I mean, this is... This is like the thing of the playoffs. Game one tonight.
I didn't know that they were starting so soon.
Well, they started game one tonight, and then they're starting game one of the West on Tuesday. Really odd. I think
that's
just
David Stern.
I don't understand why you have two series going on. And you're not running them every night. I don't understand that. Here you guys go if you miss this. This is what happened earlier tonight when Taj Gibson went on the break.
Oh, God, I'm excited. He got picked off. Here's Chalmers. He lost it. Taken by Dang. The outlet Watson. Oh, Luol.
On Watson gets it up. Here's Oh, my goodness. Remember when people said that between Taj Gibson and OJ Mayo that Taj Gibson was totally inferior? Yeah, that's...
Chi-Town, representing.
How sick was that? I mean, of the dunks in the playoffs...
What was the score?
Oh, it was disgusting. I think it was... you can go to the score. I think it was 103-82. Yeah, 103-82.
My goodness.
And I remember in, I think, press conference Friday or Saturday, LeBron said that the Bulls weren't going to get under 100, over 100 points in any of the games. And, yeah, that lasted, what, not even a game?
Shoot, son.
I mean, Bosch had 30. That's how great this was. Bosch had 30, and Miami lost by 21. That's awesome.
Damn.
So... Good on the Bulls for just going out and wrecking shop.
And the Sharks didn't start.
They did. They started game one today, lost 3-2.
Mother, why wasn't that on the thing?
Because why would you? You want to talk about what happened in the week. They beat the Red Wings in game seven. Marlowe's goal absolutely blew the roof. They did the decibel count. They showed the decibel count right after. It was like at 113 in that place. Like, ear-piercing. It was pretty incredible.
That's like Seattle Supersonics.
It was. Key Arena. Yeah. Very good knowledge. Key Arena knowledge.
Gary Payton, Sean Kemp days.
Yes, sir.
Maybe a little Detlef Schrempf.
Thank you. Appreciate that right there. Of course, that all ended. Rex Chapman, the shot, all that stuff. But, yeah, just on the sports kick. And the last one, I don't know if you guys heard that last highlight we played. That was Jose Bautista.
I was going to say, I thought that's what we ended on.
He hit three homers today.
Dude's a beast, representing from your old stomping.
I mean, and it was great because they did the weekend encore on ESPN. And Jerry Howarth, who does the radio broadcast for Toronto, a guy who at the end of last season tried to kind of push me in the right direction with my baseball broadcasting, got a chance to play his call of Bautista's third homer, and it was so great because Jerry's been kind of, it's funny because he's from he's with the Toronto Blue Jays, he's been there about a quarter of a century now, and people kind of forget about him, and it's really weird because he's one of the best in baseball when it comes to broadcasting. He's actually from Sonoma County. He grew up in West County.
Really?
Yep. Went to, I believe it was the University of Santa Clara.
It's a good school.
Got his degree there. And then got his start in Tacoma before he went out to Salt Lake City. Did some ball there. Did some basketball at the just under pro level. And then got his major league start with the Blue Jays, helping out the great Tom Cheek, who... had the famous Joe Carter call that we played, I think, the first night we
First or second week.
And so it was pretty cool. I mean, Bautista, if you look at his numbers, it's so great because two things happened in the offseason with the Blue Jays. He got signed to an extension, 5 years, $55 million, and people were wondering how in the hell the Blue Jays decided to do that. And... I mean, he had the great season last year, but there's no way he'd repeat it. But there was some analysis done on how he hit his 54 homers last year, and they said that this is something that even maybe it's not 54 homers, but this type of performance is sustainable. Right now,
Hank Aaron status.
Right now, he's blowing that 54 homer season out of the water right now.
Well,
that's
not going to hold up,
well,
though.
That's the thing. He's going to go into a slump. But
Sam, over under 54 homers.
What? I'm in a good book right now.
Sam doing some research for another great reading of Legend of Round
Scoot
Valley
on up.
Tonight.
Get closer to the mic.
Sam might need some alone time right now.
That's right.
Not quite.
Yes.
Over or under Jose Bautista hitting 54 home runs?
Over.
Over. Okay, so Sam thinks he... I don't know if he'll get to...
I mean, everything.
Right now, he's on pace. I think the pace is 61.
I'll tell you what. If he plays for... You know, if you're on the Blue Jays, he's going to play in a lot of meaningless games.
Right now, he is, unfortunately, because...
So, he's going to... People are going to pitch to him.
He's in the AL Central. The Blue Jays would lead the AL Central right now. That's a good... Well, they'd be actually in second place behind Cleveland, but they would be right there in the thick of things.
I don't know. Just if you want to go by the history, probably about the past 15 years of the Blue Jays, even when they do start off strong, they usually kind of fade.
Now, that's true. They haven't been to the playoffs since the fantastic 93 season that when they won their second World Series. But right now, I mean, like I said, Alex Anthopoulos is a freaking genius for what he's been doing. He's really done a good job of constructing this team in a way that can build for the future.
Oh, look at this disgusting soul patch that he had when he was on the on the Pirates. But, I won't post that.
But see, look at that. Look at his follow through. Look how far he turns his hips.
Oh, that is somebody who just wants to mash.
I mean, seriously. You should see this. If you guys can go onto YouTube, we might have to actually find some video and post it. He takes these rips. I mean, like, you know, like Pujols, like, he's just so powerful that it looks like he's flicking a toothpick when he hits a homer. Bautista swings the freaking thing like, you know, if he doesn't swing it as hard as he can't hit the ball.
Sam, what do you think about a grown man swinging his thing as hard as he can to hit balls?
That's not intended in any other way other than hitting home runs.
Yes. That's right.
When a grown man is swinging his thing to crush balls.
But, I mean, I'm full on. I mean, force. I was on the Bautista, you know, and Josh Huff, it's 2 o'clock out in Florida right now. He and I were, I mean, he's been on the Jose Bautista bandwagon since he was a Pirate. And, you know, Josh has been a Pirates fan all his life. But he and I watched him in spring training last year, and we saw him rip the ball. And we both said he's going to have a very good year. And, I mean, we've been on this bandwagon since before last year. And, you know, if you want to come on with us, it's a fantastic
plenty
one.
Plenty of room.
Plenty of room.
Anytime it involves the Toronto Blue Jays, there's always plenty of room.
And we're going to keep a Bautista home run watch, I think, the rest of the year. Because this thing has a chance to get to 50 again.
Should we do it?
I think we should.
Home run watch.
The
Jose Bautista.
Today he is at 16 home runs. 16 quadrangulars for those on the Spanish side listening on our sister state. Yes,
the quadrangulars.
Those quadrangulars, yes. So we miss Kenny Mayne. Come back to us. By the way, Chris Berman did SportsCenter tonight. Him and Steve Levy was like a time machine back to 1994.
Nice. Can I get some sound, please, on the board?
Yeah, your sound is up.
Thank you.
You just
no!
Thank you.
No.
Quadrangular, yes. That we will keep an eye on Jose Bautista's progress because you know what? The man hits home runs for a living. That's just what he does, and he's very good at it. Very cool. Let's see what else is going on.
The Giants.
Giants
are on fire, en fuego,
yep,
if you must
seven,
say.
7 of 8. They swept the entire homestand. They are right now, I think, tied for first place or a half game up, depending on what happened with Colorado today. They got postponed today. They won a rain-shortened game yesterday. Brian Vogelsong, again, spec-freaking-tacular. Barry Zito and his $20 million contract for this season, when he comes back, he's going to have some splaining to do because Ryan Vogelsong is pitching lights out. He had 7 shutout innings yesterday, or 6 shutout innings, excuse me. It ended after the beginning of the top of the 7th, so just spectacular. It's so great to see this guy do as well as he has. Giants doing great, and you know that pitching is just keeping them in games. It's fun. I love it. It's great.
Yeah, it's great when you win,
mm-hmm.
But as soon as they start losing, you know, people want to just implode the entire team, and they're just like, get rid of Pat Burrell, maybe we can trade Posey, and it's like, what?
People don't know how good Pat Burrell's actually been this year. He's sucked in the field, but, I mean, at the plate, he is their, outside of Sandoval, who's now hurt, and Posey, who's still trying to find his swing after losing it after the hot start, Burrell's been their one power guy. He's the guy who, when he gets up there, they're like, oh, crap, he could hit one out. So his power and his patience, he's drawn some walks, too.
So is Aubrey Huff.
Yeah, Aubrey Huff.
That's his big thing, is that he's seeing the ball really good.
Yeah, Huff's starting to rip the ball. He's squaring stuff up, and that's huge for the Giants going forward.
Sam, who do you think is due for a hot streak on the Giants?
Who's someone who needs it right now? We got right now your confirmed hot streaks, for those of you keeping track at home, Andres Torres on a hot streak. Right.
He's back?
Yes. Aubrey Huff, confirmed hot streak. Those are your two hot streak players who's due. Samuel?
I'm just going to say Sanchez because that's the only name that comes to mind.
You know, that's actually...
Freddie or Jonathan?
Freddie.
Okay.
Freddie. And which is true. You do. Yeah. You need Freddie Sanchez.
Well, it's funny because he had a great start, too, and then he's cooled down. So a lot of these guys who had good starts have cooled down. And then some of these guys who've had really rough starts are starting to pick it up. You know, Torres, after he had a decent start, got hurt, came back. Now he's just lights out. Huff definitely coming around now and earned back the 3 spot in the lineup. Posey, although, is on the downside. So is Rowan, unfortunately. Cody Ross starting to find some hits every now and then. Had the big homer in, I think that was Thursday's game? Yeah, it was Wednesday or Thursday's game, where he had the 2-run homer that basically put the game on ice. It was the Vogelsong win, so that was actually Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So that was pretty
because
big.
Because Sanchez was on
Yeah, he would have been Thursday. Yes, yeah. Because Lincecum pitched Wednesday and was lights out. And then he was scheduled to pitch today, but his start has been pushed back to tomorrow now. So he will pitch a big game tomorrow for that 2-game series at Coors, where they face the Rockies. And that's pretty that sucks for the Rockies. You think you're going to face Jonathan Sanchez, who has had some trouble, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, crap, we got to face Lincecum.
How do you think? Never that, good.
How do you think you feel if you're the Rockies right
that's
now?
That's not an oh crap. That's a major expletive.
Yeah.
Delete.
Yeah, that's like, that's something we can't say on the radio. So 707-933-9133. I want to give a shout out to my best friend Jared Traub and his wife Kayla
having babies.
First baby this past Friday, and what an awesome name, Ronan Traub. Ronan is the guy's first name. We have already Ronan the Barbarian and Ronan the Destroyer. Very cool. So
nice.
Very, very nice. And all is well. They went home this morning, and they are resting comfortably. So very, very cool there. And also want to give a shout-out to the Sonoma High baseball team. Unfortunately, they lost yesterday against Petaluma.
What does that mean?
They... missed their chance to clinch a shared title with Casa Grande, but they are now the number 3 seed in the Shaughnessy Invitational. They'll come up this week, and they are definitely going to be an NCS playoff team. So Don Lyons getting it done again. So also a shout-out to Scott Preckwinkle, the sexiest man alive.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Scott.
It's his birthday. I mean.
Ladies, if you are looking.
Yes.
For a ridiculously good-looking man.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking like on a scale of 1 to 10, he's what, like...
I'm dreaming in my head!
He's like 38?
I think so.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Not bad.
Not bad. Yeah.
Okay, it's all right.
He's pretty
it's
good.
All right.
Yeah.
But anyway, shout-out Scott Preckwinkle.
Yeah, very,
mad
very...
Mad love. Mad love for Scott.
Mad love for Scott Preckwinkle. So... also, mad love for Pete's documentary, Going Strong.
We're bringing the thunder.
Got down to San Rafael on
you.
Wednesday. Bless you with the burp, Sam. Fantastic. That's good radio. Got some pretty good time in a very crowded arcade, by the way. That place got
Starbase. Starbase Arcade in San Rafael, California.
Wednesday night's getting it done.
If you guys need a little place to go where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, seriously.
Head on down to San Rafael, Bob and 4th Street.
Bob and Arthur are good people, too. Very good people.
They're great people.
Okay, I haven't been to Starbase Arcade, but is that like the Cheers of arcades?
It basically
right now,
is.
In the North Bay.
I mean, it's probably the best In the North Bay, it's definitely the best arcade going for fighting games. I mean, you have the Wednesday nights. When we went down there on Wednesday, they really did a good job of bringing people in for these informal tournaments and just to sit down and play fighting games. They had a bunch of TVs set up with Marvel Capcom and Super Street Fighter 4, and some people wanted to play the new Mortal Kombat, and they were playing that too. So
I heard that one's great. Actually.
Yeah, it's been getting pretty good reviews. And also, Pete has come up with a name for his production company.
1-Inch Punch Productions.
Which is awesome.
So a little homage to the late, great Bruce Lee.
Mm-hmm. It was really funny because the whole Kill Bill Pai Mei thing with the wood board, with the whole fingertip punch.
That's right.
That's pretty awesome. But yeah, that's a pretty awesome production name, and they are now taking bookings. So no, it's pretty good stuff.
Pretty soon, we're working on getting a website up right now.
Mm-hmm. Pretty
so,
cool.
Got to design that, and we will be taking money.
Yes, donations.
Because
well, we're going to start having some bake sales.
Yeah.
And
car washes.
And
topless car washes.
And, Sam's going to be a pimp because we need to get out and get this money.
Got to get that money.
You know, you got to run these streets. Run these streets.
But yeah, we're excited about it. And there will be, we'll put up some screenshots maybe throughout the upcoming weeks, but we will let you guys know how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a process.
It is. It's a process.
It's going to be a process.
A long process. A hard process. We still cool. talking about processes?
Songs are hard processes.
Yes. By the way, how awesome was Marv Albert on that call?
On the dunk?
On the dunk. Like, he saw that dunk and exploded.
Vintage Marv Albert. I mean,
that did that. It was great to see that happen. That reminded me of the time that Pippen dunked over
Ewing.
Oakley or Ewing.
It was Ewing.
It was
Oakley
Ewing.
Was on the Bulls.
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty nasty because, you know, you can't say Michael. I mean, it was Taj Gibson. Maybe that was like Tony Kukoc dunking.
Ooh.
Nasty.
Ugh.
Nasty.
Tony Kukoc.
So. A shout out to the Lakers for absolutely rolling over and dying. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's another.
This is 2 weeks.
Oh, shout out to the Lakers for letting what's his name come and meet with the Warriors.
Oh yeah, Brian Shaw. Good Lord.
Yeah, we'll come in the triangle.
I do still think that the Warriors need to find a way to pry Mike D'Antoni away from the Knicks. That team would score 140 points every night, and they would probably give
up. They don't need the running gun
They
anymore.
Give up like 180, but I don't care. That team would be so fun to watch.
They're already fun to watch. I'm sick of fun to watch. What I want
winners. Thank you, Mike Singletary.
I want championships, yeah, not seriously. Winners.
Brian Shaw, of course, famously a part of those Lakers teams that won the 3 championships with Shaq and Kobe. He finally gave way to Derek Fisher in the twilight of his career while Fisher was up and coming there. But, I mean, he learned under Phil Jackson. And I'm sorry, but if you learn under Phil Jackson for as long as Brian Shaw did, and he was, you know, he was groomed to be Jackson's successor, but now Mitch Kupchak is thinking, maybe we go away from the triangle. And I think, you're kind of dumb. There is the idea that Rick Gattelman comes in and does the old high post offense, and they do the high low with Paul Gasol and Andrew Bynum. But people want Gasol to be traded, which I don't. I like whatever.
I think
trade him for Mark.
Yeah, good. Yeah, like they're going to give up the Gasol Randolph. 1-2 punch.
Oh,
they
God.
Got
how good is Memphis going to be going forward?
Not that good. I don't think they make the playoffs next year.
Are you serious?
I think they were one of those.
With that starting five? And
hey, remember Fear the Deer? Remember?
Yeah, but you know
Tim,
what?
It's the same thing.
I'm telling you,
they're
Pete,
not gonna
that
do
is a core. That is a good core that they have. Rudy Gay was out for basically half the season. And then they get Tony Allen, who's a defensive-minded guy out there, and they get a run in him. And I'm telling you, you have Rudy Gay out there, you have Mike Conley, you have O.J. Mayo, you have Zach Randolph, and you have Marc Gasol. That's one of the best starting fives in basketball. That is. and you got
except nobody was saying this.
That's fine,
five weeks ago.
But I'm telling you that this isn't a team like the Bucks, where this is a couple of guys who had career years and got hot, like John Sammons and all those guys. This is a team of up and coming players. This is Marc Gasol growing into his own. This is OJ Mayo finally turning into the potential, you know, good player that a lot of people thought he was. This is Mike Conley actually kind of living up to that contract that people thought Chris Wallace was crazy for giving him. So, I don't know. I think they have a good shot. I'm not going to say they're going to be like, you know, a Western Conference semifinal team next year, but I think they have a good shot of being a team that could make some noise.
I'm still, keeping my distance.
No.
Can't.
What's going to happen with the Spurs, I wonder?
They're just going to get another year older.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a team.
Sam, have you found anything in that book? You've been reading that book for, like, ever.
Well, finally.
And you're hiding your semi.
Yeah, seriously. Get your hand out of your pants right now. Unless you don't want to. Pete, by the way, picking our slow jammer of the week that we always play.
Stop rubbing it.
Behind the legend. Don't rub it. Sam, ready to regale us with another fantastic reading of The Legend of Round Valley.
I was about to say, if you were about to say ready to wrap it, I was about to... no.
Yes. Pete's still looking. Still looking for this.
Well, I just got to my...
Keep scrolling.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, so it took me like half an hour to find something. Like,
yeah, but you know, was it worth it?
It's always worth it with The Legend of Round Valley.
Gosh,
you can talk about video games. What have you guys been doing?
Oh, God, yeah. You know, I haven't really messed with the video games. Although,
me neither.
I guess the big news is that the PlayStation Network came up last night at midnight across the United States.
And people cheered.
Kind of. It's not all the way up, I guess they're saying. There's some, like, the PlayStation Store is still down. So there's a couple of things they're still trying to figure out, but...
No.
Yeah, the PlayStation Network is up. I saw someone post trophies to their Facebook page yesterday.
Yeah, you can do social stuff.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, what? Trophies? And then I saw it was PlayStation Network up. I was like, interesting.
Finally.
So that's good.
It's on.
Although, man,
sort of.
How about the last 3 weeks, though? I mean, people were about ready to... punt Sony's head into the ocean.
Yeah, it was a big thing with the security issue. Just
imagine.
I need
to make a picture of that. I need to show someone's fist flying into like the CEO of Sony going into the ocean.
A little Japanese man getting punched.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Is like people worried about their credit card information. It's actually pretty simple to track credit cards. So,
oh, is it, Tim? How's it done?
Yeah, tell us.
Let's have the FBI come break into our show. Go on.
No.
Speak on this. How is it done?
It's called fraud protection, Pete. That's how.
No, you were just talking about how easy it is to...
No, that's what I was talking about. Fraud protection.
Fraud protection is how you steal people's...
No, I'm not talking about stealing. I'm talking about protecting your credit cards, Pete.
I thought you said frog protection. It was like...
Could have sworn that you said how easy. I thought you.
How easy it is to protect yourself.
It is to
not
steal
take,
and
come on, Pete.
Ruin people's lives.
I could have sworn that you said.
Nope, I did not.
If somebody would like to clarify what Tim said, call on at 707-933-9133.
See, now you're just feeding the wolves. Now people are going to say, "Oh yeah, Pete, you're right. Tim said that." When
or
I
not,
didn't.
Or not.
Defend me, loyal listeners. Defend me.
Hit us up on Facebook if you
Pete,
need to.
Pete taking his sweet time finding our slow jam of the week.
Good, because well, I'm still need... trying to find a way to, like...
I'm this close to putting Sex Machine by James Brown on there. Just, like, this close. This close. It's not a slow jam at all. But it is the right way to go with the legend around Bally, because they are all sex machines in that book.
That's all they know.
Every single one of them. All of them, sex machines. Does that
I'm trying to find Otis Redding. Here we go. Okay.
Are you
ready, Sam?
Pete, you may fire when ready.
Did you find something or no?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes. Sam going into the Book of Tricks.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, at 10:30 p.m. on the dot.
That's 11:30 p.m.
11:30 p.m. It's been a long day of work for me.
10:30 Alaskan Standard
Thank
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Showing love to our brethren to the north.
For everyone in Juneau, thank you for listening tonight.
Okay. We bring you another reading of The Legend of Round Valley, read by Sam Livingston. I like to whisper, too. Very nice. Yes. This is my love of prayer. I hope it'll reach out to you, my love.
Now?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right, so just a summary to get this thing started. Tony, a good friend of Nicole, happens to be, like, really into her, and he didn't even realize it. And Tony's fiance can't get her pregnant.
Damn.
So, yeah, really, where's the baby making? But, yes, Nicole comes up with a solution.
Yes.
On the drive home on a stormy day.
Of course.
Intense storm. They pulled into the wet gravel, and he replied with a yes, that he would help get the baby making going.
Yes! What a guy. Are you going to start reading now?
Oh, yeah. There we go. Where's my page? No, it's right here. Alright.
Move that mic closer. There we go. Yes. This is awesome.
Alright. We don't have to do anything right away if you don't want to. I could come back another time. No, Tony. Please don't leave. We have to get this over with. I mean, he laughed and held her close again, stroking her back. It's alright. I understand. But just lie down together on the bed and get comfortable.
Yeah.
Remember, we're not going to do anything until you're ready. With the early darkness brought by the storm, Nicole felt more at ease removing her clothes. Even in the dim light, Tony was awed by her petite perfection. She was small but perfectly proportioned.
Beautiful.
Slightly embarrassed by his admiring glance, she quickly slipped beneath the covers. Tony hastily threw his clothing aside and slid in beside her. This was entirely too good to be true. It had all the trappings of a familiar dream.
Yeah, it did.
Oh my goodness.
She reminded him of a fawn. She was so easily frightened.
Keep going, Sam. Tim.
Holding her tenderly, he covered her with light kisses.
Ooh.
He was so gentle. She felt herself relaxing. Even more, she felt herself responding to his caresses. When she delicately put her arms around him, her breasts rubbed against him. The feel of her body touching his was deeply arousing.
And they played Otis Redding in the background.
Indeed. But all his instincts warned him to proceed
bring
slowly.
Bring that back one more time.
Reaching down, he kept first one breast and then the other. Wow, this is getting detailed.
It's getting steamy.
Oh, boy. Gently kneading each one with skillful... Are we able to say this?
Yeah, we are. Keep going. Come on.
With skillful fingers. He traced a burning erotic path down her stomach, causing her to tremble with desire.
Trailblazer.
Sensing her readiness, he finally sticked his... claimed to her body and made love to her in a slow, tantalizing manner which left her breathless.
Bill Walton.
With violent shudders, they finally lost any semblance of control as their passion exploded in a blazing series of eruptions. In the quivering aftermath of their tryst, Tony continued to hold Nicole in a close embrace, euphorically kissing her over and over again.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Nicole, I've wanted you for the longest time, but I never thought for a minute I'd actually get to hold you in my arms.
Not once.
I keep thinking I'm going to wake up any time now, only to discover this was merely another dream.
A wet dream.
Very.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
Making love to you was absolutely wonderful. I sure hope it was just as great for you.
Anything's possible!
worried by his remarks and even more by his blissful expression. Nicole was very careful with the response. Tony, it was lovelier than I could possibly have imagined, but please keep in mind why we're doing this. And don't read more into it than you should.
Don't do it, Tony.
Since we're both married, neither of us can afford any emotional entanglement.
It's science.
You do grasp the reality of our situation, don't you?
Oh, he grasped something.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Gazing into her blue-green eyes. Ooh. Tony's expression of pure rapture slowly faded like something in his pants.
Whoa.
Hey, yes.
Of course I do. I only meant, Gently interrupting him, Nicole put her finger to his lips and spoke softly. Dear sweet Tony, I know exactly how you feel. Believe me, I understand.
Oh.
Do you see what you get when you mess with the warrior?
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Ugh.
God, we needed that.
Wow.
My testosterone is like risen in RPG points by like 18.
I don't know what that meant to you,
but really.
And so concludes another reading of The Legend of Round Valley.
If you are aroused, 707-933-9133, because we didn't mean to.
It just happened.
It just happens.
It was just here in my hand, and I found something.
Oh, he's so Pringles. Where your curly mustache at?
I mean, right now, we've always said that this is a pants-optional show. I think we might have to drop the optional. I mean, pants off.
I think we made a few more babies.
I think this show has been declared pants free. I think it has.
Pants free.
Pants free. We are going the last 23 minutes of this show pantsless. That's just how it's going to go because that's how we do this.
Can I just say the most sensual thing I ever read in a school book was from The Giver?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to read that sometime.
The Giver?
The Giver.
Yeah. But it's nothing about the title, but it could have been.
It's not coming up, Pete. You might have to pick another one.
No.
That sucks.
I'm just,
707-933-9133, anything that's on your mind tonight. I watched Community was awesome. This past week, they did their finale.
Awesome, Timmy.
But it was even more awesome. They did a 2-part season finale. They did a paintball war again. They did one near the end of the first season that was well received. People said it was the best in the show's history. That episode. But they did a 2-parter this year that put that one to shame. I mean, it was one of the coolest finales ever. Really put everything back into place. Vindication. Abed was a badass. They basically turned it from a Western motif into a Star Wars motif, and Abed got to play Han Solo, and it was too cool for school. It was awesome. Seriously, like you couldn't get any better TV this week than that. So
really, you couldn't?
No, it was awesome.
Couldn't,
wouldn't, shouldn't, and I know people are still talking about Idol. I don't care about Idol. I really don't. I don't care who got sent off. I don't. Even if people say it was the wrong guy. Idol always sends off the wrong guy. Have you ever noticed that? Every year. The wrong guy got sent off! Happens every year. Blah, 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 shouldn't have been sent off.
If they're so great, where are they now?
Exactly. Where are they now? Where are they now?
I don't know what that was.
Neither do I. By the way, it has started raining a little bit. A car was driving by and I saw the rain kind of falling down in his headlights.
Oh, we got our first acknowledgement, by the
Seriously,
way.
Seriously, yeah. Random guy
walked... No, actually not our first one.
Well,
we've had other people come.
But guy finally walks in front of the window, notices guys in the lit room.
Barely lit room.
Right on the sidewalk here. And they actually waved. The guy waved. Right before our show started.
I wasn't watching. Oh, I didn't watch. I didn't.
You were
see
too
that.
Busy
yeah,
researching.
You were researching.
You were finding the dirtiest thing in the book.
That was indeed.
That was something else.
Quattro would be proud of you, Sam. I just want to throw that out there.
Wherever you are, I hope you're still listening.
The great Taylor Seagrest. Outstanding stuff. So, let me see here. What else is on your guys' mind tonight? We got 20 minutes left in the show. We can go in a bunch of different directions right now.
That we could.
We could.
I could, I guess we could dwell into the realm of movies.
We could. Thor came out. I haven't seen it yet.
I have not seen it. I've been watching documentaries.
Yes, you have. You've been very much
Sam,
studying
did you just,
your craft.
Did you just crap your pants?
Maybe.
Wow. You know, you could have stepped out of the room for that.
No. He did the right thing. He's letting us stew in it. I'm proud of you, Sam.
You know.
Well, I can't smile. I think this one's a submarine. Nope. I think it's heading towards
a submarine.
Is it a?
I didn't even know that was possible.
Is it a yellow or a brown submarine?
Wow, really?
Incoming.
Seriously.
I've been watching some really good documentaries. I actually just watched one. It won't blow you away, but it's a good one. It's called Beer Wars. And it's about the beer industry in the United States. And it focuses mainly on the big three, which is Anheuser-Busch, Coors and
Budweiser.
Miller. Anheuser-Busch is Budweiser.
Oh, yeah,
Miller,
that's right.
And Coors. And then the rest of the world's independent breweries, like Sam Adams and Sierra Nevada. And, you know,
who kick their ass in beer quality.
And it's just this whole, you know, you just get to see everything and how, you know, people are bought up and sold and pretty interesting stuff. It's called Beer Wars.
Uh-huh.
I will send or I will post a link onto our Los Livingston Brothers, not blog, but
fan
well,
page.
We could, but our fan mm-hmm. page on Facebook.
Yep.
And
we're gonna try.
Check it out.
We're also gonna try, by the way, to do more live chats. Pete and I did the one on Tuesday for Game 6 of the Western Conference semis between the Sharks and the Red Wings. Even though the Sharks completely fell on their face in that game, we are not deterred from doing it, and we will make sure that everybody gets a chance to join Los Livingston Brothers for sporting and/or movie and/or other awesome events in the future. Pants optional.
That's right.
So
we've done World Cup games.
We did.
Done NBA
Little
games,
League World Series
World
games.
Series.
NBA Finals Game 7, where I wanted to throw my computer out the window by the time it was done.
Yeah, I cried a little bit in my mouth.
Stupid Ron Artest.
And by cry in my mouth, I meant threw up violently.
Yeah. And
oh my
so God. Angry.
So angry. The Celtics should never have traded Kendrick Perkins.
I said it, man.
Did you see Bill Simmons' interview on ESPN with Phil Jackson this week? And Phil completely agreed.
Why would you do that?
They're a win now team and they trade away the guy who's the heart and soul of their defense.
Which is what I said. God, don't even get me started on it. You guys want
and who'd they trade him for? Nenad Krstić and Jeff Green?
Yes.
And they traded Nate Robinson away too?
Yes.
Good Lord. Had to depend on Delonte West. By the
way, made me sick because I was not a fan when he was with them earlier in their. Well, before them, they got the big three together.
Mm-hmm.
They had Delonte West, and I was not a big fan of Delonte West. I thought he wasn't pretty garbage. They get rid of him. They win a championship. They get him back. I can't believe that they used him to spell Rajon Rondo. It just didn't make sense. I say they go. They make a trade and they get Steve Nash. That's what I say they do. That's what I say they do. What are you doing, Tim? What are you looking at?
I was looking for, this is what I was talking to you earlier. Where is it? No, that's not what is. What? Where is it? Where the heck is it? Dang it. No, those are the Taj Gibson dunks. That's what I'm looking for. Right there. That's what I was talking about.
Dan Levitard
went on a rant.
Are we going to play part of it?
We could if you feel like it.
Well, I haven't heard it yet.
You might want to. This is... Dan Levitard, he does his radio show, and it was podcast. This is from the 12th, so it's the day right after they beat the Celtics. And I don't know if you guys remember.
I'm going to play it. Get the volume.
So now they're criticizing the Miami Heat for
this is Levitard right after the Heat beat the Celtics.
Criticizing the Miami Heat for over-celebrating. I hate over-celebrating.
I want excessive celebration.
On your request, give it to me again! Give it to me again! Give it to me again! Ladies and gentlemen, the Boston Celtics extinguished by the Heat's fourth leading scorer, Juwan Howard. We witnessed history last night. After getting there in the second quarter, Kevin Garnett is ready for his offseason. You know where he's spending it, Stugatz?
Where's he going, Dan?
In Europe. You know what he's going to be doing?
What's he doing, Dan?
Pushing around Europeans who are a lot smaller than he is. The points at the end, LeBron got them all. Everybody wanted one of them. He got them all. Your dignity, your reputation, your left elbow. He got them all. Hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're doing everybody out here. Run. Tell that, homeboy. Give it to me again. Give it to me.
You can see the full one. We'll get the link to this right away. But Levitard, and once again, in fine form, as he normally is when it comes to the Heat.
Yeah, I hope that Celtics series was their NBA championship.
I really do, too.
I hope they get rolled by the Chicago. Okay. Yes, I'm bitter. I'm a hater. Whatever you want to call me, throw it at me. But I hope that the Heat get smashed.
Oh, man. I heard Pete type this in right now into to Google. Type in Pippen, Jordan, Wade, LeBron. Supposedly... let's see here. There was an article that was written, I think today. I can't remember. Go to news. It might have been under news. There was an article written today. I can't remember who it was, but they said that Wade and LeBron were a better tandem than Scottie and Jordan. And my response to that is Jordan and Bill Wennington were a better combination than LeBron and Wade.
Jordan and Luke Longley were better.
Like Jordan and Craig Hodges. Yeah. Jordan and Bill Cartwright. You know?
You're just basically saying Jordan, anybody else from his team.
Seriously.
Jordan and B.J. Armstrong.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Jordan and John Paxson.
Yeah.
I mean, do people seriously understand how good Jordan was? Does anybody remember how good Jordan was? Anybody? Anybody?
It's an era thing. We're part of an older era. There's stupid. A new generation that didn't grow up with Jordan. They grew up with LeBron.
Yeah,
and Kobe,
people are saying, "Oh, Kobe's no." There will.
Oh, wow, Sam. Seriously. Sam craps on that.
I'm about to do my own Levitard at this point. I
go
mean,
for it.
And I won't
I
go that
fart
far.
In the name of LeBron.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. I fart in your general direction.
In his face, right, Sam?
Boom.
I'll tell you what, though, somebody brought up the thing. People were like, oh, somebody was saying, oh, you just hate on LeBron because, you know, he made like a super team and took a pay cut. And it was like, no, that's not why I hate him. It's because I think he is like a self-righteous, like little 11-year-old who was so used to everybody loving him that when as soon as somebody gets in his face and doesn't put up with his BS, he throws a little hissy fit. You know, and he acts like he's 11 years old.
Sounds like middle school or something.
Basically. You know, this guy's been getting talked up and getting his ego stroked for so many years. And he's been everybody's best buddy that as soon as, you know, there's a little bit of turbulence in his little clique, he freaking turned into this little annoying brat. Well, and that's why I don't like him.
Well,
it's not because he went and, you know, undermined all the rules and got all of his little buddies together so they could play in his AAU team over out there in Miami. That's not why. It's because I don't like him. I would love him if he was on the Warriors or the Celtics. I would love to have him on my team, but I would not go and say, "Yay, you're a great guy."
First off, he got some really bad advice in doing the whole decision thing. He didn't even tell the team that he was just on that he was leaving the team at all, and then he decides right after he beats the Celtics to apologize for the decision.
Which is what I'm talking about. How he's like the self-righteous, like when he... No, it's not on your terms. You're still an idiot.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Is the reason that this was such a big deal...
And I saw the worst... I don't mean to interrupt, but I just saw the worst... I read the worst, and of course it had to be on Yahoo. It was a Yahoo Sports article about LeBron and how it was just like this amazing, you know, like epiphany that he had after he beat the Celtics, how he went and like bowed his head, you know, and it's big. It's like, no, it's like, dude, don't give me that BS, man. It's like, don't, not at all. Like we're supposed to be in awe. It's like, oh, you've really been suffering, LeBron. You've really been struggling these past few years with the Celtics. It's like, good, you know, like good for you. You've really done it.
Look at this. Chris Palmer from ESPN the magazine and in the ESPN preview for the series says the Heat will win in six games. The combo of Wade and James, the closest thing to Jordan and Pippen, and in some ways better, will be too much for the upstart Bulls. So you're talking about a tandem that together hasn't even been to the NBA Finals yet, okay? Jordan got to the Eastern Conference Finals twice before he even sniffed the Finals. Got run out by the Pistons in two straight years. And nobody anointed him until he got his first title with Pippen. And you got people right now saying that Jordan and Pippen in some ways are inferior to Wade and LeBron.
They need that. That's why people are trying to compare Dirk Nowitzki to Larry Bird, which I think is hilarious. It's like, just because he's a shaggy hair, goofy looking 7-foot white guy who shoots threes doesn't mean he's Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, what can you do?
Yeah.
What can you do? Sam, what's been going on in your neck of the woods?
I think shaving my beard had something to do with the Sharks losing this playoff
game. Oh, you shaved your playoff beard? You sick son.
I would like to say that my reverse psychology with me deciding to forego the playoff beard this year has been working. That they are at least in the Western Conference Finals. Very, very happy with that, by the way.
I think I might just have to just open up that bottle of Larry Bird wine.
If they win. If they win.
No, just mean in general.
I
don't see the Celtics ever. They're not going to win a championship.
Yeah.
There's nobody that can get in the draft or free agency outside of Dwight Howard that will get them.
Which they won't get.
A championship.
It's so funny because the Lakers are talking about how they're going to go out and get Dwight Howard. Really? For real?
Can I look something up?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
We're a couple minutes away from some words of wisdom, and then we're going to get out of here. Nice. Outside of that, I mean... Yeah, this has been a very sports-centric show. It really has been. Not much on the video game side, because honestly, I think we've all been a bit
Metal
busy.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
Oh, finally.
Pretty good, eh?
Oh, God, the ending that is so cool.
You play through it?
Yeah, I played through all four of them, just so that way I could play that one.
Man.
All three and then four.
All three, yeah.
Man, see, I haven't even done that yet. I've actually thought about doing that, but...
It's a good one.
It is.
I do want to play L.A. Noir.
See, yeah, a lot of people are looking forward to that one. But you know what? I kind of have an issue with that game because it's kind of going along that whole feel that video games are becoming more movies that you play along with as opposed to games that have CGI cutscenes or something like that. It's, games should be games, but, I mean, I know everyone has their own opinions on all this, but, I mean, I that's probably an era thing, too. I just remember when, you know, you had games where the stories were told without cutscenes, and you actually had to read and all that stuff. So Final Fantasy VII changed all that. I mean, that's pretty apparent. But
well, they're just going with the technology they're using.
Yeah.
They're trying to utilize these machines to the fullest capabilities that they are able to. What are you looking for, Sam?
Why do you have Evil Slimer up?
Well, I don't know. Why? I was just looking while we're talking. That's all.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Sam has brought up Evil Slimer. Now he has brought up... I don't know what the hell that is.
I just realized that's from Labyrinth.
Oh, yeah.
Jump. Magic jump.
No clue who that is.
Well, me neither, but I realize that's from...
All I know is that David Bowie was in Labyrinth.
That's really all you need to know about that movie.
I mean, really? I mean, I know a lot of people are big Labyrinth fans, but, you know. Puppies. Oh, by the way, it's official. The name is Summer. For those of you who put in last week for the name of the new Livingston puppy, it is Summer. Summer was the name.
Summer Magic.
They went off the board. It is Summer. Summer Livingston. So... Also, man, that arcade bar in Vegas, getting some play.
Insert Coins.
Insert Coins is really, really, really putting it down. And I know, you know, with Evo a couple months away, that's what kind of sucks about the where Insert Coin is right now is that, you know, it's off on Fremont Street. And they're doing Evo at the Rio, so it's still about like a mile or 2 miles to get there. I mean, they're going to still have a bunch of gamers going down there that weekend, but great reception so far.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that guy. I'm trying to interview him. The guy's name is Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to hear back from him so I can go on down there.
I mean, that's a huge thing. That's the first ever arcade-centric bar. That's pretty awesome. Insert Coins. You can look it up. Very cool stuff.
Should we do a hype song on the week?
Hype song.
On our way out.
Hype song and Sam's words of wisdom.
Do you have a words of wisdom?
I do now.
You do now?
Mm.
Okay.
What's the hype song?
Okay.
No cussing.
It's not.
Oh, goodness. As we roll out on this rainy Sunday night, it's May 15th and it's raining. What the what?
I'm going to go get myself a brew as soon as we get out of here.
And
a clean pair of shorts.
That's wonderful. Well, people, here's your little words of wisdom for you. Or buttons of wisdom, as I put it. Up, up, down, down. Left, right, left, right. B-A start.
Can you give that to them one more time, Sam?
Okay, I hope you have a pen and pencil, or paper.
Up, pen and pencil.
Up, down, down. Left, right, B-A start.
Yes.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, that is Sam's words of wisdom.
We done it again. You know that we're coming up on a half year of Los Livingston Brothers?
6 months?
Almost 6 months. Wow. We're 4.5 months in.
God.
Can you think?
We might have to have like a mid-year award show or something like that.
You know, I'm down.
It'll be like us three.
We will start talking to the public. Yeah. We're going to have, my birthday is in 4 shows. I'm stoked about that. That's going to be great. We'll have the Tim Livingston birthday, espectacular. And then we will, 2 weeks later, I guess, the day before Independence Day, we will do a big.
Wow, July 3rd?
Yeah.
We're on the books?
Well, I think we're on the books.
Oh, by the way, we need to get Elliot Paisley wants to come on board and do some San Francisco Giants baseball statistics.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
He's got a really cool project in the works right now that he would like to speak on.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Basing one of his theses on figuring out some the intangibles
Very
that you
cool.
can't really calculate for.
Cool. Well, I'll talk to Ellie about that. That'd be great to have him on. So until next week, you guys, you know, have fun out there. And we will be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. So those Livingston brothers.